Tonight, we are celebrating the love of the Father. We are celebrating Jesus, the gift of heaven. All over the world, wherever Christmas is celebrated, gifts are given. And as we gather here, we will focus once again on that moment when God stepped into time and space to give heaven's greatest gift.
Yes, the manger held it all and revealed the Father's love. Though a babe, he was God's only Son, who was sent from heaven above. This gift might seem unimportant, so tiny and so small, but hope for the world dwelt in this child, and the manger held it
conquers fear, hope beyond despair, and grace that redeems the broken heart. Yes, the manger held it all. Such a tiny package wrapped in swaddling clothes. And yet, it was the long-awaited gift of God. Truly, we have reason to celebrate tonight, for God has kept his promise.
Amen.
Shepherds ran to see him, and the wise men brought gifts and bowed low. Now it's our turn. Come, all you faithful, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is born.
His name
To those we love. Our Heavenly Father has so clearly demonstrated his love for us in Jesus. How can we do less than to give something in return? But what can we give? What gift is worthy or can fully express our gratitude? We can continue to give him our songs, and we will. We can continue to gather in his name to remind each other of his marvelous grace, and we will. But what God desires is something else, something more from each of us. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength."
Oh.
there has never been a gift like Jesus. In this world at war, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. In any dominion of darkness, Jesus is the light. In our culture of confusion, Jesus is our wonderful counselor. When we are weary and weak, Jesus is our mighty God. Rejoice tonight, for in Jesus we have been given all we need. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.